Why you can't think straight when you're stressed. In our fast-paced modern world, stress has become an ever-present companion for many of us. Stress can infiltrate our lives in various forms, whether it's a demanding job, looming deadlines, financial worries, or personal challenges. One of the most intriguing aspects of stress is its profound impact on our ability to think critically. When our stress response is activated, we often find it challenging to engage in rational, analytical thinking. In this article, we'll delve into the intricate science behind this phenomenon, explaining the roles of the amygdala, autonomic nervous system, and prefrontal cortex in the way stress impairs our critical thinking abilities. Understanding the stress response. To comprehend why stress interferes with critical thinking, it's crucial to grasp the basics of the stress response. When we perceive a threat or stressful situation, our body's alarm system, the fight or flight response, is activated. The response is orchestrated by two main key players, the amygdala and the autonomic nervous system, the ANS. Number one. The amygdala, the emotional sentinel. Situated deep within the brain's temporal lobe, the amygdala is often referred to as the brain's emotional sentinel. It plays a pivotal role in processing emotions and detecting potential threats in our environment. When faced with stressors, the amygdala quickly assesses the situation and determines whether it's dangerous. If the amygdala perceives a threat, it triggers a cascade of physiological responses, including the activation of the autonomic nervous system. Number two, the autonomic nervous system, the body's autopilot. The autonomic nervous system, the ANS, the autonomic nervous system is responsible for regulating involuntary bodily functions such as heart rate, breathing, and digestion. It's divided into two main branches, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. In the context of stress, it's the sympathetic nervous system that takes center stage. When the amygdala perceives a threat, it sends signals to the sympathetic nervous system, which activates the fight or flight response. This results in a surge of stress hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol flooding into the bloodstream. The following physiological changes are designed to prepare the body for immediate action. Heart rate increases, blood vessels constrict, the blood is redirected away from non-essential functions like digestion towards the muscles and brain. Number three, the prefrontal cortex, the critical thinking's command center. Now that we understand the initial stages of the stress response, let's explore the role of the prefrontal cortex in critical thinking. The prefrontal cortex is often referred to as the brain's command center for executive functions, including decision-making, problem-solving, and critical thinking. It's located in the frontal lobes of the brain and is responsible for higher-order cognitive processes. It acts as a sort of control tower, overseeing and regulating our thought processes. It allows us to weigh options, consider consequences, and make rational decisions based on available information. In essence, it's the part of our brain that enables us to think critically and make informed choices. Stress's impact on critical thinking. So how does stress interfere with the prefrontal cortex's ability to engage in critical thinking? The answer lies in the intricate interplay between the amygdala, the nervous system, and the prefrontal cortex. Number one, amygdala hijacking, emotional overload. When the amygdala detects a threat and activates the sympathetic nervous system, it can sometimes hijack the rational thinking process. This is because the amygdala's primary function is to assess emotional significance, not engage in logical analysis. As stress hormones flood the brain, emotional responses become heightened, making it difficult to think clearly and objectively. Number two, impaired prefrontal cortex function, the brain's resources redirected. The stress response, characterized by heightened arousal and emotional reactivity, diverts the brain's resources away from the prefrontal cortex. In a stressful situation, the brain prioritizes immediate survival over long-term complex thinking. Consequently, the prefrontal cortex receives less blood flow and glucose, the primary fuel for cognitive processes. This diversion of resources leads to a reduction in the prefrontal cortex's ability to function optimally. As a result, critical thinking, problem solving, and decision making are impaired. We become more prone to impulsive reactions and have difficulty considering multiple perspectives or evaluating information thoroughly. Number three, tunnel vision, narrowed focus. Another effect of stress on critical thinking is the development of tunnel vision. The heightened emotional state and narrowed focus on the perceived threat can lead to a cognitive bias known as confirmation bias. This bias causes individuals to seek information confirming their pre-existing beliefs or emotional reactions, ignoring conflicting evidence. In a stressed state, we become less open to alternative viewpoints and less likely to engage in comprehensive critical thinking. Number four, memory impairment, hazy recall. Stress also affects our memory, which is crucial for critical thinking. The release of stress hormones, particularly cortisol, can impair the formation and retrieval of memories. This means that even if we process the information needed for critical analysis, we may struggle to access it during moments of stress, further hindering our ability to think critically. Mitigating stress's impact on critical thinking. Given the pervasive nature of stress in our lives, it's essential to explore strategies for mitigating its impact on critical thinking. Here are some practical approaches to consider. Number one, stress management techniques. Engaging in stress management practices such as breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, and progressive muscle relaxation can help reduce the activation of the stress response and improve overall cognitive function. Number two, time management. Effective time management can reduce the stress associated with tight deadlines and overwhelming workloads. Prioritizing tasks and breaking them down into manageable steps can alleviate stress and improve critical thinking. Number three, cognitive training. Engaging in cognitive training exercises such as puzzles, brain games, and problem-solving activities can enhance the brain's ability to think critically even under stress. Number four, self-awareness. Developing self-awareness of your stress triggers and recognizing when stress is impairing your critical thinking can empower you to take proactive steps to manage stress in those moments. Number five, support systems. Seek support from friends, family, or mental health professionals when dealing with chronic stressors or overwhelming situations. Talking about your stressors can provide emotional relief and open space for clearer thinking. The wrap-up. In our quest to understand the science behind why we find it difficult to think critically when our stress response is activated, we've explored the roles of the amygdala, autonomic nervous system, and prefrontal cortex. Stress, a natural response to perceived threats, can temporarily impair our critical thinking abilities by diverting resources away from the prefrontal cortex, triggering emotional responses and narrowing of our cognitive focus. However, by employing stress management techniques, self-awareness, cognitive resilience through training, we can minimize the negative impact of stress on critical thinking. In a world filled with stressors, the ability to think critically remains a valuable skill that allows us to navigate challenges with clarity and rationality. What next? To watch the extended version of this article where I include how to identify the hidden signs of stress in yourself and others, head over to YouTube. I'll leave the link below. If you enjoyed this article and haven't done so already, please sign up to receive my weekly newsletter straight to your inbox. The link is in the menu above. As always, thanks for your continued support.